I'm Karen.
I'm Greg.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Paul.
And this is Library Beat,
a weekly podcast about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Paul
and Aubrey
are going to talk all about meeting rooms here at the library. So if you didn't know, we have several meeting rooms that are available for free for the public to book.
Yeah, we have 4 different small meeting spaces, and then we have our larger auditorium that we can use for bigger groups and events.
Yes, and they are well used throughout the year. We just started our next booking period here at the beginning of November, so currently you can reserve a room anytime from now through the end of June 2024. It's a very easy process to book a room. We ask that you go to our website, gclibrary.com, and you can click on the services tab. You don't have to select an age group. Just click on services, scroll down, and you'll find the meeting room policy and application. Or you can directly type in gclibrary.com/services/rooms.html.
The application itself is pretty short, and you don't have to answer that many questions. All you really need to do is put your group name on there, your personal information in case we have any questions, and then the information we really need to know about your group is how many people are coming so that we can give you a room that suits your needs best.
Exactly. We have so many things that take place here in our rooms. There's the obvious things that you would expect. There's clubs and study groups and tutoring, but we see all kinds of different groups that use the room. I mean, there's some people that use it for instrument practice. They're working on whatever their hobby may be. There's several groups here that come here to play cards, political groups that use it. There's Bible studies that use the rooms. There's the Master Gardeners, the Historical Society, lots of organizations in our community are regular meeting room users. And sometimes we have walk-in availability as well. But if you need a room in advance, it's always best to request it, because depending on the day of the week, sure, you might be able to walk in and all the rooms are available, but there's other days of the week where every room is booked all day long.
It just depends on how many people we have that need the room that week. So it really varies day to day and week to week as well.
So we'll go over our policy a little bit. The meeting rooms are open to any individuals or organizations here in Garland County. You must either be a Garland County resident or work on behalf of a government agency or work on behalf of a nonprofit or business or organization that has a presence here in Garland County. So if you are not with any kind of government agency, as long as you have a connection with Garland County or some way, or you're meeting somebody that does, then you will, at least on that basis, be eligible to use the room.
So while there are lots of things that we do allow you to do in our rooms and use the rooms for, there's also other things that you might not think of, but that aren't allowed to be done in the rooms, such as parties and weddings and baby showers, things like that. We can't have those in the rooms.
Yes, those are just a few exceptions. We try not to have too many exceptions because there's tons of reasons that someone might want to use the room. And it's not that we have anything against weddings and parties and showers, but if we did offer that space for free, the rooms would be used for nothing but that.
Hey, but maybe we get cake out of it.
That's true. We might want to reconsider it if you guys bribe us with cake. Wedding cake is the best cake.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
One of the other rules we have is that the library can't be used as a place of business or an initial point of sale. You are allowed to meet here for employee training or meet with any existing clients you may have. So there's sometimes where an attorney and their client needs to have a deposition here, or someone needs to meet with their health insurance provider, or a paid tutor is meeting with their student. All of those are acceptable uses, but you can't solicit here at the library or advertise as such, or you know, set up shop here. But if you've already established an existing relationship with a customer or a client offsite, we do allow for that sort of room use. And then other than that, we just ask that you arrive on time. If you haven't checked in within 15 minutes, we might give your room away if somebody's looking for it. And we ask that you reset and respect the room and follow our rules of conduct. But other than that, we're not too strict. I mean, it's a pretty simple one-page policy. We revised it a few years ago. It used to be a lot longer, but when we were shut down and weren't able to have the meeting rooms open to the public during COVID, we took that time to simplify things, and I'm glad it's able to fit on one page now, and the form is all digital now, so you can easily do it at any time and request a room, and we will get back to you within 48 hours. If you need a room with shorter notice than that, we do ask that you call, because if it is a same week need for the room, then you can handle that over the phone. However, if you're doing anything the following business week or beyond within the period that we have available, which right now, again, is through the end of June 2024, we do ask that you fill out the form.
Also, another thing, we don't like to say no. So most of the time, we will try to work with you on any of your groups that you have. So say you want to use a meeting room, but we don't have the space for you. We try to work with you and negotiate with you and see if we can find another day or another time that might work best for you, because we want you guys in the library and we want you to use our spaces that we have available for free.
Yeah, that's what the meeting rooms are here for. So as a library user, you, of course, are welcome and encouraged to use the rooms. We don't like to see them empty. And by the way, the adult services team that Aubrey and I are on, we're the ones that handle all of the meeting room applications. So you can reach out to either of us directly if you have any questions about the meeting rooms whatsoever, and we will be happy to help you. You can also email meetings@gclibrary.com if you have any general questions or wish to check on the availability before you fill out the form.
So, Paul, have you ever used any of our meeting rooms for anything personal outside of work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the time. There's some groups I'm involved in that meet here. I've been coming here even before I started working, and there's video game tournaments and all kinds of things that are hosted here at the library. I actually have a meeting coming up in a group that's going to plan my high school class reunion. Yes, we missed our 10-year reunion because it would have been during the pandemic. So that didn't happen. So now our 15-year reunion is going to be our first high school reunion. So I'm going to meet with some old classmates here in the near future here in one of our meeting rooms.
For a second, I thought you were going to say you missed your 10-year and you're about to celebrate your 20-year. And I was about
to. I am not that old. I'm not that old yet, Aubrey.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric offers free HVAC estimates and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Their vision is to provide prompt, reliable service that exceeds expectations. Their positive and cooperative attitude has made them a provider of choice in Garland County for over 30 years. Thanks, City Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, for your next project. Call 501-623-3325 or 501-922-3325.
Okay, so we have decided to interview one of the groups that is using one of our meeting rooms right now. We have the Bridge Buddies, which have been meeting here at the library for a long time. Hello, Bridge Buddies.
Hello.
Hi.
How long have you been using our room here?
About 2 years.
Longer than that.
But at least 2 years.
At least 2 years.
2 years plus.
Yep, and yeah. You're here every week, and what do the Bridge Buddies do?
We try to get better bridge players or become better. We're not successful so far. We're getting worse instead of better.
Well, you are dedicated to bridge. I see you in here every week playing
cards. We're really trying. Yeah.
There's a lot of camaraderie between the group.
Yeah.
We've played together for a long time, mostly in private homes over a period of time, and have been fortunate enough to be able to be here at the library.
Yeah, it's nice to have a public space.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, and you can be honest, you know, is it easy to book the rooms and use the rooms? Or?
It is now that we've learned how on the computer. That was a learning curve to begin with, but I think we got it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, have you ever used the rooms for anything else? Come to any events here that take place in any of these rooms?
Yes. Oh, in the homes over there, bingo.
Yeah. You're a bingo player.
Mm-hmm. Republican women.
Okay. There's so many.
Tag at.
What's that?
Tag.
Oh, Tag Traditional Art Guild.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's art. And I've come here to the Hostess Society meeting when we use that room.
Yes. So see, gardening groups, there's political groups, there's art groups, card players. I mean, everything meets here at the library. So we are happy to host. And did you have anything else to say? Are you trying to get new players, or you want to keep it a secret when you meet?
We've had some people that have just walked by and walked in and said, do you need a sub or something? We found, well, Annie's one, and then there's another lady from Hot Springs Village that's volunteered to be a sub, and they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Well, the Bridge Buddies are here every Tuesday afternoon at the library.
Yes.
I have to make a comment, though. We are always so impressed with the walk-ins who come to this library. It's amazing, the age groups that are here.
Yeah.
It's a powerful resource here in this town.
And
very diverse. Yes, we love it. So, and appreciate it very much. Can't wait for the new one to come.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing and talking with us.
Thank you.
So as you heard one of the Bridge Buddies mention at the end, we are planning a remodel here at the library. And so stay tuned for details on that. I mean, you've probably seen it in the paper over the last few months, and we're really excited about it. We don't have an answer yet on how it's going to impact our meeting rooms, but I can say it's going to be an improvement for meeting room users because we will have even more spaces. That is part of the remodel plan.
So go ahead and make sure you fill out our online application to use the meeting rooms and give a look over our policy and see what's going on there. Fill out your applications, get them in, and make sure that you guys are able to use our space between now and June.
Yes, absolutely. The rooms are first come, first serve. You can book it from now until the end of June. So if you're a group that just needs to meet once or you need to meet every week, as long as it is available and you meet all the requirements in our policy, then you are good to go, and we will be happy to serve you and offer you the space. It's really hard to find free meeting space. So think of the library first. Refer, if you know anybody that needs space, give us a shout out.
Until next time, this is Aubrey.
And this is Paul.
Thank you for listening.
This was Library Beat.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.